And thank you very much, Charlie. Club 1220 KLBB, 933 the time. We have a very special guest joining us this morning, Dennis DeYoung, who will be performing this Saturday at the Pantages Theater in Minneapolis. And you could call the Hennepin Theater Trust for ticket information. And Dennis, of course, the lead singer of the band Styx during its greatest years. And good morning, Dennis. And we're really happy to have you on the show this morning. How are you
today? You're Peter's son. We know that now.
Yeah, we were just talking off the air about everything from Ellis Island to Mr.
Everything.
Roboto.
My dad's, see, I bring that up because my dad's father was Pedersen, P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N.
Ah.
About that.
It's amazing. It's a very small world out there.
Even though you have to paint it.
Uh-huh. Well, Dennis is performing this Saturday at the Pantages Theater. And Dennis, I got to admit, I've always had a soft spot in my heart for you and for Styx because you were the first band I saw that I looked at before they were famous and said, I got to remember this band's name. Because I saw you in Madison, Wisconsin before the single Lady came out.
Were you a student there?
I was actually a high school student who was...
High school student, yeah. Well, sure, we played Madison. We played any place that had hired us, for God's sakes. But that was probably around 1975, maybe?
I think it was 74.
74, oh my God, you're old.
And I recall paying 50 cents to see you.
Yes, at the show. And that's twice as much as it should have been.
And because we were joking with the folks at the front door from Wooden Nickel Records that you were working for.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You go way back, for goodness sakes.
What was it like for you and your band back in those days? Where were you traveling? What were the good places you played, and what were the not-so-good places you played?
Well, the good places were none, and the bad places were, the good places were none, the good places were none, the bad places were all the others. We really couldn't get hired properly because we didn't have any record success. So here's a typical road trip. We had Lady was a hit in Salt Lake City and in Little Rock, Arkansas, and a little bit in Chicago. So we would get in it. We'd get in our car and drive maybe play someplace in Wisconsin and then drive all the way to Salt Lake City, and then come back. So that's what our life was like. We had very little success out of the Chicagoland area for almost, well, for 3.5-4 years. And then, we got a little more. So we released an album called Equinox in 75, and then that captured the imaginations of all the Canadians when they gave us a platinum album. So we would go up there, and we can act like big shots and tour up there. But the States, we didn't really become full-blown headliners until 1977. So it was a kind of a slow crawl to the top.
Have you ever heard of a true overnight success?
Yeah, sure. They have them all the time now on with these talent shows on TV for singers and stuff like that. It kind of happens for kids, like American Idol particularly, where I think they're not allowed to be professionals in any way, shape, or form. Sure. But I think essentially, show business is, it's not beanbag. It's tough. Everybody has a dream, to be a performer. They're all grabbing for that, for that golden ring as the carousel goes flying around. So it's a tough business, and the prize generally, not always, but generally goes to the people who not only can throw punches, but who can take punches.
Would you have had it any other way than the way that you and Styx grew up?
Well, the easy answer, of course, is yes. Because nobody wants to. They always say that the journey is the best part, and I think to myself, well, I don't know about that. But it's great. What's great about it is you learn valuable lessons about yourself when you struggle for a while, and they oftentimes say you learn more from defeat than you do from victory. But having had both now, I think that victory is a whole just a lot better. Don't anybody kid you. Better to be rich than poor. Better be happy than sad. It's human. It's not that bad. And so when you do have an audience You know who you're. It's a real relief because then you don't concentrate on the day-to-day struggles. It's really like being poor when you're working from paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. You know, all the problems that are associated with that go away, and allows you a certain amount of freedom just to be yourself. So I think the struggle is important because it gives you perspective. But ultimately, the success is a whole lot better. Anybody claims differently, I think he's telling you a fib.
We're talking with Dennis DeYoung, who will be performing at the Pantages Theater this Saturday night in Minneapolis. The show is called Dennis DeYoung, The Music of Styx. And the music, as you evolved as a songwriter and performer, became so much more complicated as you went from that very first song that you sang in little clubs like the one I saw you in Madison in, all the way up to concept albums like we were just talking about Mr. Roboto, and also
Grand Illusion,
and you've gone on to do some other things. What are you working on these days? Are you still stretching it out that way, or are you just too busy as a touring performer these days?
No, a lovely thing happened to me. Access TV, if you have DirecTV, it's channel 340. I don't know what it is on Comcast, but they're going to broadcast a concert. This concert that people are coming to see Saturday night was filmed at the El Rey Theater in Los Angeles about 5 months ago. And they're going to broadcast it on October 21st, so mark your calendars. You'll be getting ready to get the pumpkins all out, and it'll be broadcast that night. And Frontiers Records has made a Blu-ray DVD and a 2-CD package that will be going on sale that very same day on October 21st. So that's a pretty cool thing. I have been spent the last 4 months mixing it, mixing the audio for it. And it turned out pretty cool. And all you have to do is go to DennisDeYoung.com, or you can look the Dennis DeYoung Facebook page. And if you're on the fence about coming to this concert, you can just go there. There's a little clip that shows the band. It's about a two and a half minute clip, and you can get an idea of what this thing is all about and what the DVD is going to be about. And there you go.
Well, I just checked out your website, and I got to say, you still have the pipes.
Well, thank you. I'm having them cleaned on Thursday. I've got a guy come out to blow out all the dirt. But yes, it seems to work out pretty good because I can still go, "Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling." See what I'm saying?
You don't need assistance.
No, I can still do that. And God willing, wait a minute, I'm knocking on this wood. But yeah, I can do it. And if you liked that Music of Styx, you're going to hear all the hits Saturday night. It's a greatest hits show, and I put together a band that really not only is authentic to the sound that you've heard on those records, but it has the same intent and spirit as a performing act. And you can see it. It's right there on the video, and there's a bunch of videos on my website, but that one is the one you should go to because it's the only the two that are professionally done would be the orchestra show and that one, but the orchestra show is a very different show than this one. I think I've done the orchestra show in Minneapolis.
Yes, you have. Yeah,
I have. Yeah, and the good thing about the good thing about this show is that I don't have to worry about what the oboe player wants to eat for lunch.
Yeah, you got a few more musicians to worry about.
Yeah, we do. And I was in Minneapolis. My 101 Dalmatians. Musical premiered there about 4 years ago.
Oh, yes.
They're at the Orpheum.
You're making it to all the stages in Minneapolis.
I spent a lot of time going up and down Hennepin.
Even back in 1974, you were...
It was nice to walk to the theater from the hotel we stayed at, and I live in Chicago, so I know cold, but it was cold. Hey, I don't know about Minneapolis, but last winter in Chicago, what global warming?
Yes.
Did you guys have a summer this year? We didn't.
I interviewed a member of Ladysmith Black Mambazo from South Africa.
Yeah.
And he asked me, what's the temperature up there, by the way? And I'd looked it up and translated it to him in Celsius. It was minus 30. And I heard this long pause at the end, and I thought, well, that's the end of that tour.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, listen, hey. Well, we grew up in this cold, but I never get used to it. Do you?
Oh, I
Are you a snow guy?
I'm a snow guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm moving to Florida, doggone it.
Well, maybe after you get that desk job you were talking about.
I'm going to get that desk job down there in Naples and go there. Hey, that person's older than me. I feel better already.
Dennis DeYoung, and the show is called The Music of Styx. It comes to Minneapolis this Saturday at the Pantages Theater, and you can get tickets at the State Theater box office. That's where the Hennepin Theater Trust is located. Or you can go to their website, hennepintheatertrust.org, or call 1-800-982-2787. Great show, memorable band. And Dennis,
well, it's hits, my goodness, lady, come sail away, babe, best of times, don't let it end, show me the way, sweet madam, blue renegade, blue collar man, too much time on my hands, Lorelei, grand illusion, oh, it goes on and on and on, renegade, no, not that one too, yes, that one too.
And Dennis still sings it. He doesn't need any pitch enhancing machinery to do the show.
No, there is nothing. Everything you hear is live. And my secret is thong underwear, two sizes too small.
That's a good secret.
Yes.
And longer ones in the winter.
Yes. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? The winter. Well, we're coming there. It's going to be nice, isn't it, in Minneapolis on
It'll
Saturday.
Be perfect. It'll be perfect.
I know.
Saturday night, September 6th, Pantages Theater in Minneapolis. Call the Hennepin Theater Trust for tickets to see Dennis DeYoung in concert on Saturday. Dennis, great to see you and hear you, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday quite some time after the first time I saw you in performance in Madison.
Well, I'll be the guy with the gray hair in the middle of the stage with all the light on him.
Me too.
I'll
be out there in the center of the center of the theater.
Afterwards, and we'll talk about Madison as if I remember.
Thanks very much, Dennis, and good luck with the tour.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.